Medicine can work miracles, and sometimes the results happen quickly. But more often, medicine means we must accept a slower pace, a lengthening of time and patience to see what may come. Two poets illustrate this most beautifully. First, Paul Amar from Albany describes watching his mother as she waits in the radiation department for her name to be called. St. Peter's Hospital for my mother. She's in a guise, wearing the wig like a habit or a clerical collar. She swings her purse like incense, speaking the special language of cancer. In the waiting room, they sit in rows. Her bracelets call them to worship, the waiting room, the person on the left, the radiation machine, and the article in Smithsonian about the bat caves of Brazil. Every word is holy. The acolytes come from time to time in the middle of the service and quietly borrow a supplicant. My mother never skips a beat, but fills the chair of the one who left, roaming, roaming, smoothing her alb with lovely painted fingers, or stroking the arm of someone who has just come off the street. The doctor calls. She grabs her wig and stuffs it into the bag, now truly the monk, the holy one, beyond all holy ones. The second poem by V.P. Loggins is called Waiting. It shows the poet trying to use the time productively. Waiting. Not after Elizabeth Bishop spent the day in the waiting room looking at the National Geographic while her aunt Consuelo was visiting the dentist, or Lawrence Ferlinghetti waited to wonder how long it'd take for wonder to be reborn. Not since these has the world been in need of another poem about waiting. Yet here you are, surrounded, it seems, by others in the same condition, waiting for your name to be called. You look around for something to read, and as usual, you are dissatisfied with the selection of popular magazines, all those glossy photos. But when you hear the voice behind the desk pronounce your name, you forget the magazines. You forget the poem about this waiting room that you were intending to write. All you think is that now it's over, and like some kind of birth, they are about to deliver the news you've waited all your life to hear.